WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol, your daily dose of inspiration and real talk to help you level up your life. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and today we're diving into something super crucial: building healthy habits and ditching those that are holding you back. You know, the kind of stuff that makes a real difference in how you feel, think, and even show up in the world. Ever felt like you're stuck in a rut? Like you want to make changes but just can't seem to get off the couch? Trust me, I've been there. We all have those days, weeks, maybe even months where we struggle with motivation and consistency. But here's the kicker. It doesn't have to be that way, and today we're breaking down 5 key takeaways that will empower you to create lasting change and finally ditch those bad habits for good. First things first, let's talk about starting small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. That's a recipe for burnout and frustration. Instead, focus on making 1 or 2 tiny changes at a time. Want to exercise more? Start with a 10-minute walk each day. Want to eat healthier? Swap out sugary drinks for water or unsweetened tea. Remember, progress over perfection. Celebrate those small wins, because they add up to big changes in the long run. Next, we need to talk about consistency. Building healthy habits is like training a muscle. It takes time and repetition. Be patient with yourself. There will be slip-ups, but don't let them derail your entire journey. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get back on track. Think of it like this. One missed workout doesn't undo all the healthy habits you've built up to that point. Now, let's talk about finding your why. Why do you want to break those bad habits? What are you hoping to achieve? Having a clear purpose will fuel your motivation and keep you going when things get tough. Maybe it's about improving your health, feeling more energetic, or simply wanting to be the best version of yourself. Whatever your reason, write it down, visualize it, and remind yourself of it often. Another crucial aspect is creating an environment that supports your goals. Think about your surroundings. Are they cluttered? Do you have easy access to unhealthy snacks? Start making small changes that make it easier to stick to your new habits. Keep healthy snacks on hand. Organize your workspace or remove distractions. Finally, don't underestimate the power of self-compassion. This isn't about being overly indulgent. It's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding. Everyone makes mistakes, so be kind to yourself when you slip up. Learn from it, move on, and keep striving towards your goals. Remember, progress is not linear. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's been trying to break the habit of scrolling through social media for hours every night. It steals her sleep, makes her feel anxious, and leaves her with that, "Ugh, I wasted my time," feeling. But Sarah's got this. She starts by setting a timer for 30 minutes each night. During those 30 minutes, she enjoys a relaxing activity like reading or taking a bath. Then, when the timer goes off, she puts her phone away and focuses on winding down for bed. It's not easy at first, but Sarah's committed to making this change. She starts feeling more energized during the day, has better sleep, and even finds herself enjoying those quiet moments in the evenings. Sarah's story is a powerful reminder that building healthy habits is possible, one step at a time. By starting small, staying consistent, remembering your why, creating a supportive environment, and being kind to yourself, you too can break free from those unhealthy patterns and unlock a more fulfilling life. Remember, folks, change doesn't happen overnight. But with dedication and a sprinkle of that dopamine reset magic, you can achieve anything you set your mind to. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small habit you'd like to start incorporating into your routine? Share it in the comments below. Let's inspire each other on this journey. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share the Dopamine Reset Protocol with your friends. Until next time, keep resetting, keep growing, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.